Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Jacob Steals the Blessing. Isaac was old now. He was bent over. The hair he had left on his head had turned white, and he could no longer see. He knew he would die soon, and so he called his son Esau. "Here I am," Esau answered. "My son, before I die, I want you to take your bow and your arrows and go out hunting. When you come back, cook the meat you have caught. Make one of your delicious meals, the kind I like so much, and bring it to me, and then I will bless you." Now Rebecca just happened to hear all this from the other room. The walls of tents aren't very thick. As soon as Esau left, Rebecca told Jacob by the arm and said to him, "Your father has sent Esau away to hunt. When Esau gets back, he is going to fix your father's favorite dinner, and your father is going to give him his blessing. Quick, do what I say. Go out into the fields and bring me 2 goats, and I will make your father's favorite dinner from them. Bring it to him, and your father will think you are Esau, and he will bless you instead." But Jacob said, "Esau is all hairy, and I am not. If my father feels me, he will know I am trying to trick him, and he will curse me instead of blessing me."
"Let the curse be on me," Jacob's mother said. "Just do what I say."
And so Jacob did. When Jacob had brought the 2 goats, Rebekah prepared a delicious meal. Then she took some of Esau's clothes and had Jacob put them on. She took the skins from the goats and put them on Jacob's arms and on the back of his neck so that he would be hairier like his brother. Wearing this disguise his mother had made, Jacob took the steaming hot meal to his father. "Who is there?" his father asked. "It is your firstborn son, Esau," Jacob said. "I have brought you your favorite dinner, just like you asked."
"How did you do it so quickly?" his father asked.
"Your God was with me, and he gave me success," Jacob answered. "Eat, and then you will give me your blessing.
"You don't sound like Esau," Isaac said.
"You sound like your brother, Jacob. Come here, let me touch you."
Isaac felt the fur on Jacob's neck and arms, and then he said, "The voice is Jacob, but the arms are Esau."
He was about to give his blessing when he asked, "Are you really my son, Esau?"
"Yes, I am," Jacob lied.
And so Isaac ate the meal he thought Esau had brought him. When he was finished, "Come here, my son, and kiss me, and then I will give you my blessing." And so Jacob came near to his father and kissed him. Isaac could smell the smell of Esau's clothes, and so he said, "The smell of my son is like the smell of open country the Lord has blessed. May God give you the dew of heaven and the richness of the earth, corn and new wine in plenty. Let nations and people serve you. May you rule over your brothers, and may you bow down to you. Let anyone who curses you be cursed, but bless anyone who wants to be blessed by you." And so Isaac gave Jacob his blessing, and he thought it was Esau. Jacob had barely left when his brother Esau came in from hunting. He fixed his father's favorite meal, just as his father had asked him to. He brought it to him, and he said, "Can I get that blessing?"
"Who are you?" his father asked. "Why, I am your firstborn son, Esau, of course," Esau said.
All of a sudden, Isaac began to shake terribly. He knew that he had been tricked. "Then who was just here? Who brought me my favorite meal, the one that I just ate?
I gave him the blessing. I can't take it back."
Esau knew right away who it was. He cried out a terrible cry. "Bless me also," he pleaded.
"I can't," Isaac said. "Your brother has tricked me. He has stolen your blessing."
Esau cried out again. "You named him right when you name him Jacob," Esau said. "Jacob sounds like the word for cheat. He has cheated me twice. First he took my birthright, now he has stolen my blessing." Now he knew how valuable his father's blessing were, but it was too late.
"You must have a blessing for me," he said to his father.
Isaac said, "I have already made you your brother's servant.
I have given him the corn and new wine of our fields. What do I have left to give you? Esau fell to his knees. Is there nothing left for me? He cried out. Then his father said to him, You will not have the richness of the earth. The dew from the heaven won't be given to you. You will have to live by taking, and you will serve your brother. But one day you will break free. From that day on, Esau hated his brother Jacob. One day my father will die, he said, and then I will kill my brother Jacob. Esau's words got back to Rebekah, and so she sent her son Jacob to run for his life. I can't lose both my sons in one day, she said. What a mess we make when we lie and cheat. Jacob did lie, and he cheated his brother. But still, God didn't leave him. God knows our weaknesses, and he is forgiving. He accomplishes his good and wonderful plans through us, even though we mess things up.